Thank you for that. Now let's return to the situation about cast iron. And if now we can just look at, and once again, Tim Phillips.
Hello again.
Can we just look at your group now? Let's forget Guiding Bus.
I hope so.
Let's forget anything else. This leaves you doing what? You personally are taking a back seat for a short time.
I'm going to try and take a bit of a break, yes, because as I'm sure most of your listeners know, none of us is paid for doing what we do. There was a letter in the Evening News recently accusing us of being a £100,000 organisation. We haven't got £100,000. There has been an offer, once we get the railway going, to invest £100,000 in the railway scheme. But we have financed this entirely from from memberships and additional donations from memberships and sales of tea mugs and that sort of stuff. That's how we've done that. Yes, I mean, I'm self-employed. I run a business from an office in my own home, and I've taken out an awful lot of time. I have calculated more or less what I've lost in the last year, but I don't want to say that on air because I don't want my wife to know. I know she's listening.
I know how this will be interpreted. Tim Phillips disappears waving the white flag on the end of a stick.
Absolutely not. The other offices that we've got, I mean, I'm only taking a back seat for a month or so whilst I catch up with my work. Nothing changes in terms of cast iron, the organisation. The offices that are dealing with the costings, at least one of whom is very interested once the railway gets up and running and make it his next career. This is somebody who's been in industry for 35 years. He knows what he's about, and he intends to make this his next job, so to speak. A professional, serious professional, Trinity graduate, chartered engineer, member of the Institute of Electronic Engineers. You know, these guys don't come cheap, and they've put all their time and effort into this for nothing. And a very high level of qualification amongst our membership, and particularly amongst the officers that are doing the work. I'm just the chairman. I mean, as was said to me by one of the executives last year when I was getting a bit overwhelmed with the work, he said, just think of yourself a bit like the late Queen Mother. Just turn up and wave, you know, we'll do all the work. There's some really, really top quality guys and ladies there doing the technical stuff.
So you're still going hell for leather, organisation.
Oh, yes.
Next question. Let's say the government, the consultation, the decision on the guided bus says a yes instead of a no. You would want a no.
Yes.
Shona Johnston and whoever backs it will want a yes. If it's a yes, it won't be long before hundreds of thousands of tonnes of concrete are being poured along that route through the Fens. That just means you're done for then, aren't you?
Well, let's just explain the procedure, because this consultation period that's on at the moment, as you've quite rightly said, it's the last day to get to your objections in. I'll just explain very briefly, even if you haven't...
Or if you're in favour of it.
Or, yes, you can.
This is the point. I mean, Transport and Works Act at dft.gsi.gov.uk.
Now, the point about that is you may want to put in objections later, but you can email today and with one objection and say, I have other aspects that I want to consider later. But once you've got your objection in, then you're an objector. That's the main thing.
Right. And the same thing if you're in favour of it.
Oh, yeah, if you want to.
You're labelled in as both.
We happen to know, incidentally, they have received well over 1,000 objections as of a couple of days ago. That's a very large number for a Transport and Works Act application.
Right.
As far as I understand it, they haven't received anything in favour, although I was advised by my fellow executives not to say that on air, because those who are in support could rally round all their friends. And
but then so they ought, you know, in a democracy, so they ought. Yes, those in favour should send, and those against should send, and that's the way the whole thing comes out in the wash.
Yep.
So when it's all gone through whatever channels, mergled through the process, if the Y for yes comes up over the guided bus, you've almost got to throw in the towel then, aren't you? Because for the same route.
What will happen, without any doubt, and that's happily admitted by both sides, what happens next is it goes to public inquiry in September.
All right.
So the point that I've been trying to make by talking to the... Because I spoke at the full council on Tuesday, which is where Councillor Maguire's press release came after that. I spoke at the full council. The point was really to say, look, you can stop this now, because at the public inquiry it's going to be shown to be completely... It's not going to work. I'm telling you now, I'm telling your listeners now, the guided bus will not work, because even on the figures that are provided currently by the guided bus team, we're only talking about taking 2% of traffic off the A14. It's not good enough. I mean, the council has sent 200,000 leaflets out saying guided bus will ease A14. It won't ease the A14, because it won't take any freight journeys off, and it won't take any through journeys off it.
No. We'll play those words back to you if, in fact, the guided bus does succeed, because we keep our recordings for a long time.
Absolutely.
I have to agree with you on one point as I travel that section of the A14, which is, if you look at the names on the commercial freight passing through, I doubt you even have half of 1% which is local.
That's right.
And my own little survey of it showed that for every five cars, if you like, there's a huge juggernaut. Now, that must be the biggest proportion of commercial through traffic that there is anywhere in the country, I would say. And incidentally, a lot of other people passing through in the cars are not local. But there is a percentage which is. And so you're saying that could be like 2%, which is...
No, I'm not saying it.
They're saying it's 2%. So that's their own...
As low as 2%. And our analysis has shown that it will almost certainly be less than that.
Yeah.
Because typically, you see, what they call modal shift, people getting out of their cars and going into buses, is typically 5%.
Yes.
Okay, you can say that's fine, 5% of people get out of their cars. But it's only 5% of that traffic that's going between Huntingdon and Cambridge.
For it to take significant traffic, I'm just thinking this through really, the guided bus situation, for it to take significant traffic, if it just depends on the population of Huntingdon, St Ives and the few smaller places in between, or the Cambridge, in other words, you need to establish that there's going to be a huge demand just within that route, for that route.
Yes.
Now, somebody could say the same could apply, of course, to arguments for the rail situation, which it could, but... I can preempt what you're going to say. There's a rail station at Huntingdon and there's a rail station at Cambridge. So there is a faint possibility you'll pick up through traffic on the rail, which you wouldn't on the guided bus. Is that about a reasonable assessment of
your
view?
Well, it's actually more than that, because the line is already connected to the Cambridge line at the Cambridge end. It is connected. There's no real problem there. There is a problem getting to Huntingdon. But certainly we're talking about... I'll give you a very good example. I went to speak to one of the firms on the Science Park yesterday, and for them to go somewhere on the train from Cambridge, they get one of the conventional buses, which, don't forget, would be identical to a guided bus from the Science Park onwards. It's not guided. They have to allow 45 minutes to get from the Science Park to the station, because although the timetable to time is 26 minutes, they don't know if they've just missed the last one, etc., etc. 45 minutes. That's to get a 46-minute express train to King's Cross, for example.
Yep.
Now, the timing on the railway between the Science Park and Cambridge station is 5 minutes. So that's, you know, that gives you the sort of example of some of the sorts of journeys that could be changed and could be improved.
The Strategic Rail Authority, and I think I'm remembering correctly, when I spoke to the other group who wanted to do the Cambridge to Colchester line,
yes,
I don't think they'd had any discussion with them there, but didn't feel there'd be a problem. But the Strategic Rail Authority are not interested in your routes, are they?
No, they don't have to be. The Strategic Rail Authority play no part, for example, in the Heathrow Express route. Right. It's a privately built railway from the junction at Hayes to Heathrow. Ours would be a privately built railway as far as the network rail connection, which already exists, as I say, at Chesterton. So that, and all that happens then is we pay network rail for our access charges from Chesterton Junction into Cambridge.
Let's crystal ball gaze 8 years. Let's say the other scheme, get their scheme done.
Yeah.
Colchester's connected to Cambridge. Let's say you get your scheme done and the guided bus falls. Would there be sufficient cooperation along that stretch for passengers, rail passengers, to be able to say with confidence, I can now travel east-west, which would change the whole freight system, would change the whole passenger system? Or is that just asking too much of the combination of those two links?
Oh, no, certainly not. I mean, Cambridge to Sudbury group have got far further to go, both physically in terms of distance and in terms of the infrastructure that would be in there. That's a much longer-term project, in my opinion. But yes, there's no reason to think you couldn't be going from Colchester to Huntingdon in a... in a virtually straight line on a train. The problem we've got to a certain extent is that we don't go west of Huntingdon, of course. That's a separate issue, the whole east-west railing issue. But what about Alconbury? You see, Alconbury wasn't considered in the Chum study. Alconbury's only connections to the East Coast port, so to go north and reverse at Peterborough, which is unpopular, or go down to the North London line, which is completely full at the moment, or virtually full at the moment. So they need a relief route to get this freight going.
Right, we've aired the future, we've aired the present. For the present, it is the last chance to either protest or agree with the guided bus scheme, and in which case you email transportandworksact@dft.gsi.gov.uk. If you haven't got that written down, call our normal number. Mark will give it to you. From yourselves, you're very much in the business still, even though you personally, Tim Phillips, are taking a back seat for a month or
only
so.
Only a month or so, yeah.
We're waiting for two more things to happen, a consultation process to actually come to fruition, and then, of course, the public inquiry about the guided bus if that comes up. So still, everything is in the melting
pot.
Yes,
I think the important thing to say is that the consultation period that ends today could end up with the government saying, well, you can have your guided bus, but only if you do A, B and C, and that could in itself knock it out of the water. Or they could say there's no point in going ahead with this. So we needn't go as far as the public inquiry if it's, you know, if the government agrees with everything that we've said and all of our, you know, 999 other supporters have said, then they could just say, well, this ain't going to work, so we need to stop it in its tracks now.
Tim Phillips, thank you. Apologies from me if you think that this doesn't apply to you, because I've you know, we're given sort of 20-odd minutes to this, but I think it's important. It's important for the whole of the county, because this is a connecting link of some sort on one of the most congested sections of travel in the whole of the country. And even if you live north of Peterborough, you'll be well aware that if you head down the A1 and then want to make yourself a connection going eastwards, you're in it as well. We're all in that boat. So it'll be very interesting to see how the whole thing pans out.